Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for Do This, Not That, and I am excited for today's episode because we're going to go over five new offer ideas for both business and consumer marketers that are absolutely crushing it, and you very likely have not tested these, you may not have even heard of these, and they're working really well, and they're fun to try. It gets you excited as a marketer to try new things. You're promoting a webinar, and you just go, oh, let's do the same thing we've always done, or you have a sale on the consumer side, let's just give a big discount. That's not only epically boring for you, the marketer, just do the same thing over and over again, but the recipients get bored too. And that's why you always got to be trying new stuff. And will every idea that I share work for you? No, it's all about testing, but you are going to get some winners. So this is data again from the last 90 days. So let's first talk about some business offers that are really cool, that are doing really well. And this first one is about promoting a webinar. And the idea around it is focused on the number of spots left promotion. What do I mean by that? So imagine you get an email and the subject line says this: only 78 spots left for HR Pitfalls webinar tomorrow. Only 78 spots left for the HR's Pitfall webinar tomorrow. Or what if it said, last 27 spots for mistakes SMB owners must avoid? What you are saying there is that, hey, there's only a few amount of spots left, and if you don't grab one, you're going to miss the webinar. Now, when you do this, when you leverage number of spots for webinar promotions, we see an increase in registrations by over 40% versus standard promotions. Listen, it is very, very hard to create FOMO for a webinar, to create that fear of missing out, because it's a webinar. Nobody has a fear of missing out on a webinar. They're boring. They're not fun. But when you hear that, uh-oh, they're only allowing a certain number of people to register, hey, I might want this content. I better register. So this idea of leveraging the number of spots works really, really well. Now, somebody out there is saying, well, yeah, but we want as many people to sign up as possible. Of course you do. So here's what you want to do. You want to take whatever the number is, your ultimate goal for the number of people to sign up, you back into the number of spots left and you promote it. And if it goes over and you get more, then you send me an email and say, Jay, you're awesome. That's amazing. Okay. So create FOMO in webinars. It is a winner. Another one that's really cool for webinars, and then we'll get into some consumer ones, that's really, really good for promoting webinars, because webinars are hard to promote, is this idea of speed to registration plus a content bonus. Okay, so if you're trying to get people to register for a webinar, what if the subject line that you got said this: first 100 to register get AI tip sheet for marketers, or something, another one that could say, the first 50 to register get 7 pitfalls to avoid cheat sheet. What you're saying is only for the people that register first will they get this AI tip sheet, or they'll get this pitfalls to avoid checklist, right? It is speed to register plus content bonus. These promotions we are seeing generate a 30% lift in overall registration versus standard promotions. Now, again, you're sitting out there saying, well, what about everybody else? Great. You could say, I'm sorry, you missed out on that, but here's some other piece of content that's super awesome. You are trying to create FOMO for your webinar promotions, and it is hard, and this works. It's a great, easy test. All right, let's talk about on the consumer side. I absolutely love this one because this one is tying in a discount on the offer tied with social proofing. I love it. So the idea is a price increase tied to reviews. So imagine you get a subject line like this: new jeans, prices rise when we get 200 reviews, or price increase exclamation point when we hit 500 reviews, hurry. The idea here is that you are saying, okay, we have this new product and we know it's going to be awesome. We know it's going to be super popular, but we're getting you in the inside, the very, very early stage. And if you take advantage of it right now and you get an early stage, we're going to give you a discount. But the way that we're going to decide when the discount ends is when we get a certain number of reviews. And what you're really telling the person is, we're so confident that this is going to be awesome and popular, we know we're going to get the reviews. So you are tying your price increase to how fast you're going to get X number of reviews. And what we've seen in doing this type of promotion is, when you tie a price increase to a review number and you're promoting that within your emails, we're seeing click-through rates rise by over 45%. That is such a fun, cool way to tie in a discount along with social proving. So I love that. Another one on the social media side of things is, and this is working particularly well for Instagram Reels and for LinkedIn posts, doing a part one and a part two. So when you're doing your post, you label it as part one, right? One of two. And then the second one, you label it as part two of two. And when you do this, what, and your content has to be good. It can't be something totally boring and lame and horrible, right? But when you label it part one and part two, and you do that on Instagram Reels and your LinkedIn posts, we're seeing engagement rise, not just on the second post, okay? We're seeing engagement rise for both posts. People are going back and engaging with the original posts. So when you have a part one and part two and you're labeling it on both posts, we're seeing engagement rise for both posts by over 30%. It's a great way to get a bonus engagement on multiple posts. So this idea of part one and part two is awesome. All right, one last offer, and then we'll get into some chaos with Since You Didn't Ask. Another one that marketers, I think, are afraid to do that works really, really well is this idea of leaving our resource library offers. You have a resource library on your website that had just old content on it. It doesn't matter if you're business, consumer, whatever. It's sitting out there forever. Take some of that content that's just old, who cares? Or maybe even it's even recent, doesn't matter. And you turn it on its head. And what you do is, imagine you got a subject line that this, that said, "This guide is gone tomorrow." Or, "Grab it before we take it down. 7 tips for HR pros." What you are doing basically is saying, listen, we'll take this piece of content off for 6 months. Who cares? Nobody's downloading it anymore anyway. And we're going to turn this into a new offer. And we're seeing it work really, really well. So leaving our resource library offers, that offer increases email click-through rates by over 25%. I love that. You are leveraging old content. You're dusting it off and you're getting value out of it. All right. So before we get into the chaos that is Since You Didn't Ask, the last segment of this podcast, I wanted to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. I send out over 6 billion emails, business and consumer, every year for my agency clients, okay? And I use Marigold. That is my platform of choice. It's an incredible email sending platform, loyalty marketing platform, retention marketing platform, relationship marketing platform. They have a new piece of content. You got to download this thing. I love this piece of content. It is all about AI. It is called The Relationship Marketer's Guide to Generative AI. It shows you the prompts you got to use. It gives you the inside scoop on AI. If you want this thing, you just go to jschwedelson.com/Marigold. It is free to download. Again, that's my full name, jschwedelson.com/Marigold. And you could download The Relationship Marketer's Guide to Generative AI. And if you don't know about Marigold and you're looking for an email platform, go to meetmarigold.com. I strongly, strongly recommend. All right. What is going on with me? What is going on in my world? What is going on in the planet? I'm going to tell you what's going on in the planet and the world. So I have come to the conclusion that I am a horrible looker. What do I mean by that? So I know you don't care, but I have to tell you what is going on in my universe. What is going on is, so after we cook dinner and after we do the dishes and we do all this stuff, me and my wife and my kids, my teenage kids, we all start putting stuff away in the kitchen, okay? And I've been living in the house that I'm in for over 15 years. This is no exaggeration. This is what happens. I have no capacity to remember where things go, right? So last night, we made some pasta. I used the pasta strainer thing. I don't know what that's called. And then I dry it off and then I go to put it away and I open like every drawer and every cabinet in my kitchen. And my wife looks at me like, how do you actually not know where that goes? We've been here for 15 years. Like, what is wrong with you? And I don't know. I cannot, I have no ability to remember where things go. And then, of course, my teenage kids just are laughing at me like, you're an idiot. And I am. It is wild. I don't understand how I have no capacity. Oh, and then the other thing I have no capacity to do in the kitchen, I know that you don't care, but that's okay, is judging the size Tupperware or the containers that you need. You're done eating, and then you put the leftovers in these containers after we're done eating dinner. Maybe you're not bad at this. I don't know. I'm very bad at judging the volume of food that's left over and then the size of the Tupperware container that I need to put the stuff in. And what happens every time is I judge too small and then chicken and whatever. And then I go to put the thing and there's not enough room. And so I have to then find a bigger one. I have to clean the other one. I don't know what the skill is that you need in order to judge the volume of food that you have and then put in the thing, but I don't have it. I don't have that skill. I have no skill to remember where things go. I have no skills. This is me. I have no skills. What else is going on there? Oh, here's a show I don't recommend. I always talk about the shows I do recommend. Somebody told me to watch on Peacock, which is, it's fine. It's one of those streaming whatevers. This show, Apples Never Fall. It's a drama. It's based on this book written by Leanne Moriarty. And it's this whole family drama. Everyone's, it's the greatest show. Apples Never Fall. This show stinks. It just absolutely stinks. I'm way too deep not to finish it, but don't watch it. If anybody tells you to watch it, they're wrong. And yeah, that's what's going on with me. Also, give this thing a review. It helps circulate the algorithms and everything. Even if you hate it, just give a good, bad, give a review. Who cares? I really do appreciate that. And check out Guru Conference, guruconference.com. That is my giant free virtual email marketing event. It's a two-day event. We're going to actually run out of spots. And last year, we had 20,000 marketers. It's free. It's 2 days. Guruconference.com. You're awesome for being here. Leave a review. Keep it real. And figure out the Tupperware problem. I appreciate you all. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.